We think of the Northwest as a place of water. It is equally a land of fire, with volcanoes through millennia laying down a thick, well-drained pumice that, coupled with ample rainfall, grows enormous trees and a diversity of edible fungi. Like oceans surrounding desert atolls, forests flank the icy volcanic peaks for as far as the eye can see. These are hushed, airy places that can be shot through with warm shafts of light when the sun is out, which is often not the case. Such an otherworldly illumination, sent from the heavens and filtered through a million leafy stained glass windows, throws spot beams on mosses and lichens, magnifies countless shades of green, and explains why the Pacific Northwest's ancient forests are sometimes referred to as nature's cathedrals. Mount Rainier and its deep woods are just one stop along what professional foragers call the Mushroom Trail. Imagine a region that incorporates large tracts of both the western United States and Canada, taking in Northern California from about Mendocino and running up through Oregon, Washington, British Columbia, and southeast Alaska, then ranging east to include the Yukon and western portions of Montana and Idaho. Steep mountains, many of them still rising, have blanketed the surrounding area in volcanic soils. They trap weather systems rolling in from the North Pacific that bathe the slopes in precipitation. Rain or snow falls 9 months out of the year throughout much of this restless domain, and along the coast it can be hard to distinguish between where the fog and mists leave off and the rain begins. It saturates the great conifer forests, a steady patter that drips from needle to needle, streaming off heavy boughs and down darkened trunks, falling upon vine maples and red alders below, running in rivulets to collect on the parasols of prehistoric-looking devil's club before stair-stepping to salmonberry, thimbleberry, and blackberry, typing a steady beat on the shiny evergreen leaves of salal and Oregon grape, pooling among sword fern and lady fern, coating the club moss with glistening dimples and pushing little streams through mounds of pine needle duff. Drip lines form like wet skirts around the trees, and below the ground a mat of thirsty tendrils drinks in the moisture before responding, when the time is right, with a colorful parade of fungi, the fruit of fire and rain. Wild mushrooms are commercially foraged for the table throughout North America, but it is here, in the damp forests of the Pacific Northwest, where a mostly undocumented commerce has blossomed into big business, with an outlaw edge. The fungi travel from patch to plate along an invisible food chain. It starts with commercial pickers who fan out across wooded areas of the region to harvest the mushrooms. Driving beater cars and vans along bumpy forest service roads, pickers follow the great flushes of fungal gold up and down the coast and deep into interior mountain ranges. They spend months at a time in hardscrabble timber communities, pitching base camps in places such as Washington State's Olympic Peninsula, the Central Cascades of Oregon, and California's foggy north coast. The pickers, in turn, sell their goods to buyers and brokers. Some of these work for large wholesalers, and others maintain a smaller independent foothold. The buyers also know the whereabouts of the mushrooms and set up their buy stands in rural communities to be closer to the pickers. The top rung of the food chain includes the end users. Many of them are home cooks who purchase wild mushrooms at farmers' markets and gourmet shops. Most are restaurant chefs scrapping for a leg up, always on the lookout for a novel product to highlight on their menus, a product that speaks to the renewed enthusiasm for real, seasonal food. Today's target species, here in woods officially closed to such harvest, far below the glaciated peak of Mount Rainier, is one of those foods. And whether obtained illegally or otherwise, it's not hard to spot among the drab hues of the forest. As big as a cantaloupe and flamboyantly dressed in a flame-colored suit, the lobster mushroom is a striking denizen of the woods. It's somehow not of this world, and while it might look like a freak among fungi, in a kingdom rife with weirdness, it's really just another organism that has successfully adapted to a habitat and way of life, not to mention the fact that it's actually two organisms in one package. The lobster mushroom is a twofer, a parasitic fungus that attacks and lives off another species of fungus, transforming a white, unpalatable, and rather nondescript gilled mushroom into a show-stopping orange delicacy. Though such fiery color is often